Reporter Laura Sparrow lives in New York City, but she travels to Nepal every year. There, a single winding road connects Nepal's capital, Kathmandu, to the popular city of Pokhara. Laura's made the 7-hour bus trip between Kathmandu and Pokhara many times, and she always keeps a recorder on hand. She says you never know when something surprising might happen. Here's Laura's reporter's notebook.
Sometimes I'll be sitting in the subway here in Manhattan, listening to the random music shuffle on my iPod. And suddenly this recording that I made a few years ago will come on. All at once, I'm back on a jaw-rattling bus ride from Kathmandu to Pokhara, winding in and out of the hills on a narrow road. I was watching terraced rice fields rush past the window, cascading like waterfalls down to the Trishuli River. When all of a sudden, apparently out of nowhere, a boy jumped onto the bus with his 3-string fiddle. He looked about 11. I get tired of the endless march of vendors and performers hoping for a few rupees. So I turned back towards the window. But when he started to play an abrasive and forthright rendition of one of Nepal's most popular songs, something made me turn back around. There was something about this kid that I couldn't stop watching. Other than the song choice, there was nothing that was meant for the benefit of the audience. As far as I could tell, he wasn't even trying to sound good. The performance was purely functional. For all his enthusiasm, the only point was to play loud enough and long enough to hold up his end of the bargain. And it sounded so bad, it was totally appealing. Which is why, when he was done, a passenger near me reached into his pocket and said, Okay, what's it gonna be? And then everyone dropped coins and wadded up bills into the boy's small bag, because that was our end of the bargain. I gave him 20 rupees. I can still see him with his earnings, jumping out of the bus into the deserted road, and we drive on through the hills towards Pokhara. Now I think I should have paid him more for this keepsake, which years later still appears out of nowhere and catches me in a New York City subway car, where there's nothing in the speeding window but my reflection.
Laura Sparrow is a freelance journalist who lives in New York City. We head to Haiti next on the World Vision Report. Stay with us.